Sartell Mayor Ryan Fitzhugh joins me now. Morning, Ryan.
Good morning, Jay.
It is winter all of a sudden, Ryan. I think last time we talked, it felt like spring, but that changes quickly in Minnesota. How has that affected things in Sartell? You got everything all cleaned up?
It did change very quickly. Yeah, roads are getting cleaned up. Really submersing us back into winter as we were getting golf courses ready, and everyone was thinking springtime. I think we might have jinxed it. Our last council meeting, we talked about repealing the winter parking rules that we didn't believe snow was in the future. And lo and behold, here we go and get dumped on.
So one of the things that that I think it was Tracy Hodel from the city of St. Cloud, the public services director, reached out and mentioned to me yesterday that they were getting a lot of calls from people that were frustrated that the snowplow was leaving snow on the end of their driveway, which is something that happens. Of course, this year in this particular snowstorm was tougher because of how heavy that snow was to move. Do you know if the city of Sartell was getting any kind of concern from residents there?
You know, nothing that I had heard about. Certainly cut off, but I think, Sartell residents are used to it, understand that plows are going to come through. I think we can also be rest assured that it won't last long, and hopefully this will melt pretty quickly here at the end of March.
Yeah, see, that's the good news is when you look at to the weekend, it's 39, I think, for the high on Friday, and then it, Saturday, Sunday, Monday is the same kind of thing. So we're looking at around 39 to 40 degrees or so. So that's going to melt a fair amount of this. We certainly needed the precip. We needed rain would have been, I suppose, probably better than snow, but, you can't pick. Beggars can't be choosers. So we ended up getting snow out of the deal. How does this help your situation there in regards to drought in Sartell?
Yeah, it all depends how quickly this will or slowly this will melt and go in to the ground, seep into the ground versus just washing off. But I don't know that this will be a big impact to the overall drought conditions. Everything was pretty dry. And so we'll, again, have to wait and see how fast this melts or what the runoff looks like. We are in a good condition from in years past. We've had a lot of runoff, which has caused a lot of flooding in certain areas of the community. Hopefully this won't be one of those years where we deal with a lot of flooding due to the drought conditions.
Was it 2 years ago, Ryan, that we had, I think it was late May, that we had just a bunch of rain and it really impacted Sartell?
Yeah, it was. Two of the last 3 years, we've had a significant amount of quick melt and then a lot of rain, which caused a lot of flooding for us.
Do you have some locations in Sartell that are especially vulnerable when we have heavy rainfalls?
We do. Really the 13th Avenue area right by Wilds, the Wilds edition, is really susceptible to a lot of the rain coming out of Baker's Lake and as it tries to make its way down to the Mississippi. So you may recall that's one of the areas that we had gotten some state bonding money, $2.5 million. And are working on plans to mitigate future floods there. Start construction on some areas there later this year with a 2025, really bigger impact in 2025.
What can you do? What would be some ways to try to get that water away from those neighborhoods?
Yeah, creating some open ditch areas to really take that water in and then allow it to flow out of there. So some of the backyards there will be creating an open ditch, opening up some current culverts that are there, allowing for more capacity of water to flow through or some of the pinch points or restriction areas, making those larger.
I think it was about Grand Forks. They have a bunch of canals up there. You haven't gotten to a point where you need to do that, have you?
We have not, no.
That seems a little extreme. But, yeah, I mean, you have the river, and you've had some flooding, but – you know, and at this point, we've kind of gone the opposite, where we've had a lot more drought than we've had flooding, at least in recent, the last couple of years here. But did you have any discussions about what you might do if we have a dry spring?
We haven't had discussions on, future outlook, I guess, to that point. The last, two out of 3 years. We've not only had flooding in the spring, and then we've also had to have watering limitations in the summer. And so, again, if we get into a dry spring, naturally some of our focus goes to wildland fires and how do we mitigate that and keep our community safe from brush fires. But then secondly is, you know, we get into the summer months and how do we preserve the water for our community and might have to have, you know, again, some sprinkler limitations, but that's all well into the future. We're hoping Mother Nature will help us out and not have to go down that route.
Yeah, we'll cross our fingers on that one. How about road projects? I think you told me earlier that this isn't supposed to be a real heavy year for road projects for you, but you've got some. When are those going to get started? I suppose we got to wait now a little bit here with the snow that we just recently got.
Yeah, we've got a couple just kind of overlay projects, just regular maintenance projects, if you will. South Pine Cone is one of them that'll people will see, I guess, the most of. 2025 is certainly going to be our bigger road construction year. We're calling it the West Side Project. It's been in the works for 10 plus years. And it's down by our the high school football field, over by the district offices in that area there. And again, that's 2025. Not sure when we'll get started here this spring on some of the seals and overlays. Weather will obviously play that impact there.
Do you have any new roundabouts scheduled for 2025?
Not yet. We're hoping.
No?
We're hoping we can get some additional funding.
Okay.
None planned right now. We did get some funding from the federal government, about $2.5 million for 15th Street North. That's a major corridor we've been working on, studying, and that 2.5 will help us make some property acquisition so we can get right of way locked in and work towards building that road into the future.
Do you guys go out of your way to try to put roundabouts in? Be honest.
No. We likely have a stoplight coming at Pine Cone and 7th Street North rather than a roundabout. So
okay.
That will shock the community and surrounding area, but a stoplight may be going in there.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. How about any kind of development? We've certainly talked about River Crossing, and I think last time we talked that you're expecting that we're going to have maybe an announcement of two or three new businesses, smaller businesses going into that area.
Yeah. For River Crossings, I think one that we could announce is the Valvoline is submitting oil and vehicle maintenance there. So Valvoline maintenance shop, if you will, oil change shop, okay, is going to go there. And then in the Central Minnesota Healthcare Hub, we've got Foundation Autism Center. Already has a building there, and they're going to be building a brand new building adjacent to their existing. So they're making an expansion in that area, which we're excited about.
And this will be another building, or will it be adding on to the building that currently exists?
Nope, another new building.
Another new building. Okay. Okay. Well, and these are the type of progress things that you were talking about that we are going to see there. And the expectation is we're still going to see quite a bit more this year in those two areas?
Yeah, Central Minnesota, both of them. We still expect that the River Crossings likely fills out this year, and there's three or four open sites left there. So we're still expecting that to fill up. And then the Central Minnesota Healthcare Hub, we are definitely expecting more development there now than we had even 2 months ago. So having a lot of developers in and talking about what options and what's plans there, whether they start construction this year or announce construction this year. It's going to be 2024 is going to be a big year for us in the Central Minnesota Healthcare Hub. We talked previously. There's a developer that has bought 24 acres there and is planning multiple buildings on that site right along Highway 15. So excited about that.
One last thing, paper mill sites. Any progress there?
Paper mill site will be coming to City Council, I believe, in April. Our consultant will be bringing forward and working through final plans of how we see that site developing out. Once council approves that, has input on that, We expect that will get out to the marketplace later this year. So stay tuned. April, more information to come on that one.
Anything that we haven't touched on that's going on in Sartell you wanted to bring up, Ryan?
Compost site ready to open April 1st. Again, that may get pushed back here a little bit. We pulled that forward due to weather, and now we might have to push that back a little bit. Other than that, Summerfest, as we think about the snow melting and look towards summer, Summerfest is June 7th and 8th.
Okay, very good. Hey, Ryan, thanks for the update. As always, appreciate it. We'll talk to you again in about a month.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Ryan Fitzhugh, Mayor of Sartell, joining us each month here on WJON.